You know, you come up to something like this, or down to something like this, and you realize all the cultural differences across our nation. Sort of like this quilt behind me. It's all this patchwork of differences, but there are those ties that bind us, those fibers that stretch across through things. And one of the things that stretches along these Appalachians is the coal. And another tie that binds us is the work to do things like mine the coal. Jamie and Nancy live right on the Warrior River coal basin, and that coal seam really runs, I guess, clear to Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to do a song about coal. This is Billy Ed Wheeler. I guess it's written about the 60s. Scoot this back a little. Called the Blue Tattoo. I'm traveling down the coal town road, listen to the rubber wheels whine. It's goodbye to Buckeye and White Sycamore. I'm leaving you behind. I've been a coal man all my life, laying out track in the hole, got a back like ironwood bent by the wind, blood veins as blue as a coal. Somebody said that's a strange tattoo you got on the side of your head. I said it was made by the number 9 coal, little more and I'd have been dead. Oh, but I love the rumble, I love the dark, I love the feel of the tools. Late, it's a traveling down the road, looking for a job, it's traveling and looking ahead. I've walked in the line, worked against the company. I stood for the UMW of A, who's gonna stand for me? Cause I've got no house, I've got no pay, just got a worried soul and a blue tattoo on the side of my head. It was made by the number 9 coal. When I am dead and gone to heaven, the land of my dreams, I won't have to worry about losing my job to big men or big machines. Cause I ain't gonna pay my money away, unions and hospital plans. No, I'm gonna dig coal at the blue heavens roll and sing in an angel band. That's a strange tattoo you got on the side of your head. I said it was made by the number 9 coal, little more and I'd have been dead. And I've got no house, I've got no pay, just got a worried soul and a blue tattoo on the side of my head. It was made by the number 9 coal.
Thanks.
Okay, here's an Alabama tune from, I guess, Jim and our favorite fiddler was Ralph Whited, and he lived in Blount County, which is where several of us live. And anyway, this was a tune, I guess it's not his own tune, but he might have heard it on the radio. It's called the Doughboy Rag. And from that, we'll go into a Mississippi tune, one of those crooked, weird little Mississippi tunes that we're real fond of, called the Lonesome Blues. Do another Bob Douglas tune, and this is, you know, he was born in 1900. He was contemporary with people like Gid Tanner and the Skillet Lickers, and you know, when the Orange Blossom Special came out, I guess in the late 30s, he and his daddy decided they wanted to write their own Orange Blossom Special, so they wrote one about the train. He lived up on Walden Ridge outside of Chattanooga, and the Sequatchie Valley runs down that way toward into Alabama, and there's a train that goes through, and when you're up on a mountainside, you know, when the train goes in the valley, you can hear it just like it's next door. And so it was really affected them. I mean, they were real aware of the train sounds. So anyway, they wrote this tune, and it kind of imitates the train coming through the valley and getting close and the whistle blowing and chugging up the hills. And we like to play it. We like to think about Bob Douglas.
Enjoyed being here.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
The Augusta store will be open after the concert, and also that the dance is at the pavilion. Go out and have a great night and party till the cows come home.